Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me today. We are live. We are back from Cuba.
You're back from Cuba.
Well, we, in a sense, all of us.
Olay, stayed Greg.
And you guys LA. Traveled with me, you know, virtually.
Cosmically.
Yeah. In spirit.
Or that's in spirits, where I was.
Because you were drinking some Cuban rum
that's
while I was
where
away.
I was.
Remote viewing.
That makes sense.
That's how it works. That's
there's like 3 days that are complete blackout to me.
Yeah. Well,
now I know. I was in Cuba.
And your butt hurt. You were really confused.
No.
You weren't confused on that part.
That's not.
No. Butt always hurts.
Well, you're a pain in the ass.
Hey, no,
that's exactly right.
All right. Well, look, hey, we got a lot of stuff to cover and reflect on, specifically being Cuba. But before we get to that,
Jimmy, get serious.
I want to tell everybody what's going on the show today, what we're going to talk about and where we're going to go, because we got some cool stuff to discuss, including Shark Week, some new movies, Finding Dory and The Shallows are out in the theater. I've seen them both. I'll give you my thoughts on those. And Sharknado 4, update on Sharknado 4. And if that weren't enough, Jerry the Diver Guy is at Dollywood.
Again.
I think he has a season pass, or he's stalking Dolly. Either way, it's radio gold, my friends. And we hope to connect with Jerry the Diver Guy live from Dollywood once again on today's two-hour radio spectacular.
Dolly Parton's amusement park.
Exactly.
That's what, Tennessee?
A lot of people think it's Twin Peaks or something. Nope.
Where is that, Tennessee?
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Why do you have to say it like that? That's very offensive.
No, that's how they say it. Haven't you heard Jerry?
I have.
I heard him say it like that.
I heard him.
I'm sorry. See, damn, I don't even got it right. Anyway.
It's those fancy new headphones you got.
Maybe that's what it is. That's what it is. I got some new headphones. We got new rubbers on our microphones. That's a whole another thing.
Usually it's elastic or rubber for the shock mount that holds the microphone.
Oh, you had
what he's talking about.
Okay.
Why does mine have ribs?
Well, that's just the way we thought it would be appropriate for Bubble Boy today. Anyway, let's get back to Cuba because we definitely need to divert from this conversation. Here's the thing. Yeah, if you didn't hear the show last week, please go back and listen. I've already gotten a lot of comments from folks thinking it was kind of fun what we did. I mean, I met Cuban Michael Jackson. I really did. We had him sing on the show. That was a treat because he doesn't speak a lick of English, but he sings just like Michael Jackson. Obviously, he dances like him, but it was pretty remarkable to hear him sing in perfectly clear English.
Was it a thriller?
No. It was kind of annoying. No, it actually was really cool. He was a very cool guy. And him and Pedro were the lead singer of the band. They were fun. Go back and listen to it. It was a lot of fun to just have this exchange with these folks. And then, of course, we had some Cuban rum. We had some Cuban cigars at the tobacco farm that we went and toured. And you heard a little bit of that on the show as well. That was quite a treat. Bubble Boy and CJ have already had the opportunity to reflect on some of those goodies that I was able to commandeer and bring back to the Scuba Radio facility here for a cultural exchange, right?
Yes.
So you guys, that's why I said, you kind of, even though you weren't there physically, you got to partake in some of this exchange.
Now, do you bring the Cubans anything from America that they would not be able to
well,
get?
Well, I you know, it's like, what can I give back? And, you know, we were staying at Maria La Gorda, the dive resort there on the southwest side of Cuba. And we met the dive folks, and we did some great diving and that kind of stuff. And I was like, gosh, what can I give back to these folks? And I say, you know, Maria La Gorda sounds like that Living La Vida Loca song. And
please, God, no.
What do you mean?
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah. Oh. So I said, let me get back to the studio, see what I can do for you, and create some kind of international incident. And this is what I came up with. If you have a dive addiction, then you know that Cuba calls. You don't need anyone's permission to drift over their wall. You'll want to take your clothes off before you get off of the plane and dive into the water, because it's totally insane. Like you've got water on the brain.
Come on!
High tide, low tide, oh, we're diving Maria La Gorda. We'll tank up, take you down. Diving Maria La Gorda. Her lips are dark black red. Her suits will likely floor ya. We should all hang out. Diving Maria La Gorda.
Come on!
Diving Maria La Gorda.
In Cuba!
Diving Maria La Gorda. And I'm sorry.
I'm not sure what to say.
Kind of brought a tear to your eye.
I'm speechless.
Very emotional, aren't you? Well, you know, that's what I give back to the folks from Cuba, which will explain why we have not been invited back and may not be. I don't know. I don't know what to think, but
you
that's
know,
what I did for them. And
it's been many years since I've heard that song, and it was completely gone.
Yeah.
And now it's back in my brain. So thank you.
Oh, I created a little, they call those
earworms.
Earworm for you, huh?
Yeah.
You're welcome. Or I apologize.
It's like an earwig.
It's going to take a lot of Judas Priest to get rid of that.
Good point. All right. So, yeah, that's what I gave back. But it kind of covered the base a little bit of, you know, the excitement and the love we felt from the folks at Maria La Gorda.
Are you trying to open for the Cuban Michael Jackson? Is that what this is?
Well, he was actually opening for the band, so I'd be opening for the opening act.
So you'd be the opening act, he'd be the middle, and then the headliner.
Okay, if you say so. I actually, you know, knowing how generous they are,
Greg
in Cuba,
the Dive Tones.
Greg and the Deaf Dive Tones. Better heard underwater, where sound travels to infinity. No, that doesn't. I was going to say they're so generous, they'd probably have me be the headliner. That's what I...
Really?
I mean, just because... Like,
just hey, based on that song.
From the USA! Yeah, USA! Yeah, they would do something like that. And then, you know, I'd come on and do that, and then they'd, you know, promptly deport me.
So what, what you're giving back to the Cuban people...
Is a little slice...
Is a song.
A song. It was a cultural exchange... Cuban cigars and rum for that little monstrosity.
A song that even Weird Al wouldn't have touched.
There's no way. He is rolling in his grave, and he ain't even dead yet.
He's not dead. In his grave.
Well, I mean, just saying, you know, if he were dead, he would be, yeah. Right now, he's probably just holding his ears.
He's rolling over on his couch.
Maybe that's it. That's probably it. But if he's a diver, I think he could appreciate this sentiment.
Hemi, what do you think? How bad was that song?
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
But we love you for trying. It takes a lot of courage. Put yourself out there. It's like American Idol.
Take that kind of abuse.
Yeah, well, just what I do. Anyway, there you go. And we did have just so much fun.
Just pop out that flash drive and we'll just get rid of it.
What,
so there's no way that could accidentally ever be played again.
Are you sure?
You got to take certain precautions. You got to be careful.
Yeah, but someone might have missed it. We might have to play it again. Yeah.
No, they can get it on the website.
You know, and there's a whole time change thing
podcast.
In Cuba. They're more laid back, so we might have to, you know, do it one more time just for...
He's doing this just
for our Cuban
us.
Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Well, anyway, we'll see.
Give me some warning so I can take the headphones off.
Okay, I'll try to
hear that again.
I'll try to warn everybody. Well, I'll warn you now. How about that? It could pop up again before the end of the show today, just because one is never enough. I think there's a song like that in there. Look it up. Google it, Bubble Boy. Anyway, Cuba was great, And the diving was spectacular. You know, when we recorded the show, we spent some time in Havana. And if you did not see this, the House of Lies, I think it was their season finale, aired this past week on Showtime. It was shot in Cuba. And if you watch the show, House of Lies, right now, or pull it up on iTunes or some online viewer like Hulu or something like that, you will see where we were. The same streets, same locations, the Floridita bar, the square there in Havana. We're all right there. It's pretty cool to watch this little 30-minute you know, visual experience of Cuba, of what we just did. So turn down the volume on House of Lies. Listen to Scuba Radio show last week, and you'll be good to go. How about that? More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Welcome to Cuba, the perfect jewel of newly budding capitalism. Like a long dormant socialist succulent, one that somebody forgot to water for 50 years. Oh yes, we're gonna put a five-star hotel on every beach, a world-class golf course in every farmer's field, a Starbucks on every corner, because today we start making this profit-turning Cuba. You might as well call it Cuba the Resort, because by the time I'm done with this place, it is gonna jingle and shine and spit money like a $5 slot machine.
Shake it, guys, go. Come on, salt it. All right, stop. That's too much.
Is that good?
You shook the wrong thing.
Don't be intimidated by my moves.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Back from Cuba. The guys are already trying to crack open the humidor a bit early. You got to wait till at least we get an hour two. Don't you, Bubble Boy? You can smell it. But I don't know. Every time you open up the humidor, doesn't that like let out a little
humidity?
Juice?
No, Greg. I breathe Cuban all over juice? Them before I close it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Does that help it or ruin it?
It makes them mine.
It makes them yours. It's so like, you're like marking like, your territory yeah, like, of the cigars?
Like offering somebody a cupcake after you licked it. Would you like a cupcake?
That's exactly it.
That's not appropriate. That was the one souvenir I actually brought back from Cuba. First time ever I've actually brought something back besides, you know, rum from a island trip. I brought back a Cuban humidor. You can take up to... Now, wait a minute. You can take back up to $400 worth of goods and stuff total. 100 of that can be cigars and rum. So I maxed that out, and then I got this thing for like $50 to put the cigars in. So
got a hell of a deal.
Got a good deal, says CJ and Bubba Boy, who are cigar aficionados. Now, we've already smoked one.
Nah, we just like a shot.
Oh, they were good.
And the next day, I felt totally sick. So that just means more for you, I guess. So people wonder sometimes, how do we manage the crew here at Scuba Radio? Well, I pay them with cigars and rum. Now you know.
It's a damn good plan.
Yep.
It works for you?
Works for me.
Works for me. All right. So let's move on.
I'd be buying it anyway.
A couple things we're going to get into. Finding Dory, the movie. I've seen that. I'm going to give you some thoughts on that. But I got my buddy Dan from Tropical Seas, the makers of Reef Safe, on Scuba Radio right now. And they actually have a connection to the movie Finding Dory. Dan, welcome. How are you, my friend?
Great, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm good. So, you know, share this news with the world, because this is kind of cool. I mean,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this kind of fell out of the sky through our website. And the Reef Safe products were invited to College Track, was doing a fundraising event at Pixar in conjunction with the premiere of Finding Dory. And we cut them a deal, and they bought 450 Reef Safe kits to pass out at the event because they thought the messaging tied in really well.
That is very cool. I mean, how do you feel knowing that Ellen is now probably lathered up with Reef Safe as we speak?
That's pretty cool.
It is.
Slow but sure.
But, you know, it dives in with the whole Finding Dory message, because there is an environmental element to Finding Dory, and I'll get more into that here in just a bit. But it's cool that they reached out to you and brought Reef Safe in as one of the little goodies they handed out to everybody at the Finding Dory premiere out there in California. So that is... a nice little accolade to have.
It was very exciting. Yeah,
no doubt about it. And that's very cool. I found out about that literally as I was leaving, boarding the flight to Cuba. So hats off to you. Good work. And it's good for you guys to get that little feather in your cap or fin in your fish. Or I don't know what it would be.
Fin in your fish.
Yeah. And gill. Okay. Maybe we'll work with that. All right.
Gill in your bill.
Okay. You know, I don't like that as much. Yeah. It rhymes, but. Yeah, whatever. All right, so some other stuff going on with you guys. You have a new photo competition. So explain what this is doing or what you guys are doing with this, Dan.
Well, the contest is Where in the World is Reef Safe? And it's on our Facebook. It's every week we have a winner. You just basically take a picture of where you would use Reef Safe at. Doesn't have to have the Reef Safe bottle in it, but, of course, that doesn't hurt anything.
Okay, and so it could be a picture of Ellen lathering up her partner with Reef Safe, and I see I'm stuck in a really bad place right now, I guess. But it doesn't have to be that. It could be something with the bottle. It could be you just out in the water or diving or snorkeling, and you've worn your Reef Safe, and you just have a picture. You send it in there, and every Friday you're giving away a cool prize. Is that right?
Yes, it's a piece of the jewelry from the Tropical Seas collection, and the winner gets to pick the piece of their choice.
Very cool. And this is really cool stuff,
too. Now, Greg, you would probably be ineligible, so don't even try.
What do you want?
That wouldn't be fair for you to enter the contest.
Why is that so? I could take a picture just like anybody.
Yeah, I don't think... No.
No, it doesn't have to be me in it. That's what you're alluding to. I don't have to be in the picture. It can be just a scene, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you go to Reef Safe's Facebook page, you'll see some pictures from previous Friday winners, and you'll see some of them are just scenes, or some guy holding up a bottle of Reef Safe and thumbs up, that kind of thing, or just a you know, a cool picture of an underwater fish. It could be anything, out and about.
There was the last week's winner was a shark swimming over a sunken vessel with a diver in the background.
Very nice.
It was a really cool picture.
Yeah. So see, I can. Well, I guess I'm not really eligible, am I?
Conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
we'll
let someone else win it. So
yeah, my favorite terms.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about some other things. Actually, tomorrow you got some beach cleanup. Is that what's going on? Is that what you were telling me earlier today, or what? What is going on?
ReefSafe's helping sponsor the Dania Beach Pier and Shoreline Cleanup.
Okay. So down there in South Florida, they're doing a bit. You'll pick up all the lures and things that they chuck off the side of the fishing pier. That's quite a cleanup every year. But you guys are helping to support that and going down and giving out some free ReefSafe to keep people protected and lathered up while they're going to do that, I guess. Is that it?
Correct. And this is presented by Stoked on Salt, as well as Divers Cove.
Okay, cool. So great companies.
Both those guys down there are great environmentalists, and we're helping them out with furnishing ReefSafe to all the volunteers.
Perfect.
And they're giving away some event T-shirts, too. So I think that one actually has our shark logo on it.
Cool.
So it should be a lot of fun. And then there's also raffle tickets for prizes with all the proceeds being donated to Von E. Research down there in Lauderdale by the Sea.
Well, there you go. Excellent. Well, good stuff. I mean, Dan and Reef, this is the kind of things they support, events like this all the time. Matter of fact, we're going to probably see them this Tuesday. I'll tell you what that's all about here in just a bit. In the meantime, go to tropicalseas.com, purchase your ReefSafe, or look for it at a dive retailer near you. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ, and Bubble Boy in the studio. We hope to connect with Jerry the Diver Guy, who is wandering the aisles or the streets of Dollywood in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
I think he may be lost in the cleavage. I mean, foliage.
That's a good point. I don't think they refer to them as streets. I think you're correct. He's wandering the cleavage of Dollywood as we speak. And depending on how much spring water he has been sipping this afternoon, will determine whether or not we're able to connect with him on the show live. But we hope to do so. Also, we have some big news to share with you about an event coming up this Tuesday at 5 p.m. in South Florida. This is huge. And this is actually going to be the first official announcement of this dive industry event. Very last minute happening, but we'll give you all the details about that in just a bit. And then, once again, I'm going to share some thoughts on some new films that I caught this week after getting back from Cuba. I saw Finding Dory, and I saw a sneak preview of the movie that I was a little concerned about a few weeks ago, talking about this on the air, this movie called The Shallows. Featuring Blake Lively, and she is stalked by a great white as a playing a surfer that gets marooned on a rock and kind of thing. And if you've seen the trailer, I was talking about that a few weeks ago, not a fan. Now I've seen the whole film, and I'll share some thoughts on that, as well as Shark Week that starts tomorrow, and some news that I just got wind of on Sharknado 4. That you'll want to file accordingly, and that file that says I don't give a rat's ass or maybe
I got a big one.
You got a big file
for
that?
I have to empty it out a lot.
Well, you're going to have to empty out and put this one in there. But it's good for you to know as a diver. When it comes to sharks, these are just little nuggets of information that it's good for us to know when our friends that are non-divers approach us with this nonsense about those animals, and we can set the record straight. Right? Yeah, okay. You can call him a fool, too, if you like. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
How close are we to the office we're going to later?
Oh, no, we're not going to an office, JD. No, the Cubans like to do business in cafes and restaurants. Yeah. Yeah, they're collegial people. Swashbuckling. Just impossibly romantic.
How do you shut this thing off? Is it a button inside?
You know, as Graham Greene once said, in the Havana, anything is possible.
Did he say it with that stupid accent, or how did he say it?
I'm on the way to Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana, hop on a ship, and I'll see you in C-U-B-A.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Just when you thought the Cuba songs couldn't get any worse, we found another. But I can't, I just can't take credit for this beauty. I can't. CJ actually got up and left the room there. Why did you do that? That's a nice little ditty about Cuba. No comment?
I'll talk to you off the air.
Okay. Otherwise, we'll be all off the air.
I have an idea for a way better song.
Do you? Okay. I assume it would be some form of a Rush parody.
No.
No. No, he's a big fan of Rush.
It does rock, though.
Does rock. Okay. Well, we'll see what you can come up with. But
piece of crap.
I kind of liked that,
on your audience.
I liked it. I liked that song.
Cuba.
See? It has an instant hook. Where all is gay.
Yeah. I like it.
I never heard that song while we were wandering through the streets of Havana. However, you know, I'm sure it'd pop up every now and then between.
What was the tomato song?
One ton tomato, yeah. One ton tomato. We got a one ton tomato. Yeah. They need to work in more tunes for sure, and that could be one of them. And maybe it'd be, you know, Diving Maria LaGuardia.
You don't know. That could be Spanish. They could be singing Drown the Gringo.
No. Diving Maria the Fat. Is how that translates, just so you know. Maria LaGuardia.
Right, but I mean, the one-ton tomato could be Drown the White Boy.
No, I think it's a one-ton tomato. I mean, that's what it says. You heard it. What do you want? Anyway, let's move on. Let's talk about sharks.
What?
It is time. You know, Shark Week is here.
Do you want me to do... Dun, 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 dun,
no,
dun,
that's too dun, cliche, dun, 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 too predictable. Dun, 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 dun. Actually, yeah, go ahead. Keep going. That sounds pretty good now you mention it. All right, so Shark Week starts off tomorrow on Discovery Channel. Will it be better? Will it be worse? That is the question. Last couple of years, they have kind of, you know, softened the blow just a tad, gotten away from, you know, Megalodon and all this nonsense that was creating quite a stink with a lot of scientists and dive industry folks, including yours truly. I was not very happy about what they were putting out there as a mockumentary, and people were buying it. They were falling for the gag. And they've gotten away from that. However, it's going to be very interesting to see what they do this week, because I do know some people that have been involved with some of the specials that are supposedly going to debut this week. I haven't heard very many specifics. I've heard some okay stuff, but I've heard a rumor that there's an element of nonsense being thrown into this week. So I don't know if that's true. I'm just like you. We'll find out, you know, next week, and we'll report accordingly. So do your homework. Watch it. I mean, it never hurts to watch this stuff. It may aggravate you as a diver if you love sharks, and that's what irks me about it. But, you know, as divers, I think it is important sometimes to expose yourself to this nonsense so you know how to address it when your friends that are non-divers have no experience with sharks, that you can at least get a little bit more of their perspective from what they've seen on TV or what they've seen in the theater, and you can counteract it accordingly as opposed to saying, oh, you're an idiot, because that's our first gut reaction to when we hear people say, oh, my God, I'll never get in the water. Oh, the sharks are waiting for me with their mouth open. They're going to eat me.
Right. I couldn't agree more. I think you're absolutely right. As a diver, once in a while, you do have to expose yourself.
True.
To your friends.
Yeah, okay.
And who don't dive.
Yeah. You guys really don't
need to. Sharks.
Okay. I'm glad you clarified that, because I don't understand why you guys have to do that constantly, week in and week out, right here in the studio. CJ and Bubble Boy, you always wonder why they're a team.
You said be comfortable.
And it shows
you
the
said,
sharks.
You make yourself comfortable.
Right.
It shows the sharks you are harmless and won't be any threat to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you say so, maybe. But the reality is, though, we need to understand.
The shark looks at it like a ballyhoo.
I was going to say garden eel, but okay. Give yourself
ballyhoo.
That pass, if you like.
Big.
Just stop,
adult,
okay?
Ballyhoo.
Just quit it.
Sea cucumber.
All right, so, but the thing is when they come at you, your friends come at
is
you.
That expose yourself.
With these outrageous claims about sharks are going to eat me. You know, I've seen this on Shark Week. I went to this movie, The Shallows. I saw what the shark did, which was basically stalk this surfer, ate several surfers.
Now, if this was a show about surfing.
No, I'm thinking the surfers aren't going to really dig it.
Surfing?
But at least it was surfers and it wasn't divers. If you want to, a takeaway from the movie, it's like, hey, don't surf. But hey, if you dive, you'll be fine.
Charlie, yeah. Don't surf.
But even in that case, it's just hogwash. I mean, basically, there's one scene, and it's in the trailer, too, where the great white shark jumps up out of the water like from a previous Shark Week Air Jaws special and takes out these two surfers, you know, midair, like he's going after a seal. And that's probably where they got the footage, because they just, you know, photoshopped a surfer in there as opposed to this seal. And it's just cheesy. And it's just, you know, it's basically they're trying to do an updated version of Jaws, or like a Jaws for the millennials or whatever, because there's texting in it to kind of appeal to the younger generation and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. I didn't like it. It was same old crap that we see just overall as a movie. I mean, Blake Lively, nice butt. But, you know, other than that, I mean, it was very predictable, nothing new. And when it came to the sharks, or the great white shark that they portrayed in the movie is kind of stalking her, it was the same old nonsense we've seen in Jaws and this crap. They don't act like that. They don't come after people, especially like how he did in the movie. And then it got really cheesy. The big scene at the end where the shark, you know, there's a big thing and it catches fire. I mean, just like the classic Jaws finale of Roy Scheider trying to blow up the air tank. You know, they kind of do a take on that a little bit. And so it's just predictable, cheesy, and annoying, you know, from a diver or a shark lover's
What kind of shark was it? What?
Great white. It was definitely a big great white, probably a 25-footer thereabouts, maybe. I don't know.
They couldn't even change it up.
20. No. It was, once again, that's all they're doing. They were doing a Jaws for, you know, the millennials that aren't that familiar with Jaws, or they didn't watch it when they were a kid, maybe, or maybe they did and just thought, hey, we'll just update it and this will make millions. So my hope is I hope it will, because there's plenty of other stuff like out there in the theaters right now that deserve way better exposure. But it's important, I believe, for divers to at least be aware of this movie's out there, especially if you're a dive store operator or your dive instructor, because this is the question we get. The number one question we get from our new divers that want to get in and learn how to scuba dive is, what about the sharks? What about the sharks? Aren't the sharks going to eat me? I've seen this on TV. I've seen this in the movies. I've watched Shark Week. Well, what am I going to do? And you have to go through this every time. And as they go through the course, they learn that, you know, it's not an issue. They aren't going to be there waiting for you with their mouth agape as you giant stride into the ocean. It just doesn't happen that way. It's not the truth.
You don't have to swim faster than the shark. You just have to swim faster than your buddy.
Exactly. And
no, I'm just kidding. I tease.
Well, that's kind of...
I have a question. Speaking of...
Nugget of truth in that.
Speaking of butts.
Yes.
What was the scuttlebutt?
Yeah.
Did you hear... I'm curious, as you were exiting the theater, did you overhear any audience members' reaction? Because people talk about what they've just seen, you know, on the way out, where they freaked out.
Well, I heard a few morons seemed to think it was pretty good. Yeah, you know, they're like, hey, and you know, they had people applauded at the end, and I don't know.
So they were,
people that aren't familiar with shark behavior and diving and stuff might find it appealing. That's what it concerns me, and that's why I wanted to go see it, because I want to be prepared.
It'd be great
to
if you just stood up at the end and went, "That was crap."
Yeah, well, I did one of these, like,
crap.
You know, but that was about halfway through.
Stupid. Whatever.
Yeah. You know, one of those. So, but that was me, you know, just annoying everybody else in the theater.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Join divers around the globe for the second annual Paddy Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport. The purpose is simple: get more women together, involved, and interested in scuba diving. All are invited to participate in Women's Dive Day on July 16th. Women, share a dive with your sisters and scuba friends. Men, introduce your female friends and family to the sport you love. Visit paddy.com/women-dive to find a dive or event in your area. That's paddy.com/women-dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Light okay?
They fed me rum daiquiris on the plane. I'm half bombed.
Not a bad way to start the day, huh? Come on, go find you a fish.
If you have a dive addiction, then you know that Cuba calls. You don't need anyone's permission to drift over their wall. You'll want to take your clothes off before you get off of the plane and dive into the water, because it's totally insane. Like you've got water on the brain. Come on! High tide, low tide, oh, we're diving Maria LaGuardia. We'll tank up, take you down. We're diving Maria LaGuardia. Her lips are the flag red. Her suits will likely floor ya. We should all hang out. Diving Maria LaGuardia.
Come on!
Diving Maria LaGuardia.
In Cuba!
Diving Maria LaGuardia.
That means Maria the Fat. That was the name of the dive resort in Cuba that I spent some quality time out checking out the reefs. Bubba Boy and CJ, I think, just threw up a little in their mouth because that was the second time I played that. However, Jerry the Diver Guy is live in Dollywood, and that was the first time ever that he's heard that little ditty, I believe. Jerry, what is your verdict? You like it or you hate
it? What's going on, you Cuban?
Yes, well, okay, I guess I just answered it.
That was a nice little ditty.
You liked it. Okay. So there, Jerry the Diver Guy's on my side.
He's being nice.
Well,
with ears like that.
True.
He's in a euphoric
state. He probably does have kind of a bad connection. That would explain it. But anyway, you are in Dollywood at Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, hanging out, not diving today, but I don't know. Are you getting close to water by like doing the log ride or something? Or what are you doing there?
The most water I've got right now is what's coming off my head.
Uh-oh. You're doing a little sweating, are we?
It's hotter than Dolly Parton's bra strap down here.
Oh, and I'm guessing that's pretty hot. So, yeah.
Have you rode the pink flamingo yet?
The gray flamingo.
What about the purple porpoise?
Okay, I'm not sure what that is. I don't remember those rides.
Y'all had a little controversy earlier. Between heard and heard.
Oh yes, I'm sorry. I mispronounced your dialect. I think I said heard. It should have been heard. Heard.
It's heard up here in the mountains.
It's heard. Yeah, I heard it. Yeah. Now we know.
You heard
it. Yep. Now I heard how it's supposed to go, and I'll mess it up.
I heard that.
So anyway, but you're just hanging out at the theme park, Dolly Parton's theme park today, as opposed to diving. Is that the deal? Just because you're close to the holiday weekend, or what?
We're here just with some friends over the weekend, and then next week we're taking vacation and going back down here, unfortunately.
Wait, you're going back-to-back Dollywood visits?
Yeah, back-to-back.
Really?
So
is she in the theme park today? Last time you were there in Dollywood, you saw Dolly. And,
no, she's not here this weekend, but it's a possibility next weekend she will be, but they're... You know, 4th of July weekend, it's going to be run over.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And last time you were on a mission to find Dolly Parton and ask her if she'd go on a scuba dive with you, or you'd teach her how to dive.
I'm trying to find her today.
But
I've
you just said,
everywhere.
Yeah, but she's not there, you're saying.
No.
Yeah.
No, she's not here.
All right. So next week she might be there, and you'll try once again.
I'll try once again.
One day
at underwater.
Dollywood is just not enough. I mean, it's a multi-day kind of experience, evidently.
Well, you know, somebody's got to pay for all that makeup she wears.
Well, I guess that's true. And that's, you know, one day definitely would not do it if you've seen her. But
that's true.
But she's held up pretty good over the years. It's pretty shocking how well preserved Dolly has been. And she has her own theme park there in Pigeon Forge. It's like in the valley of the Smoky Mountains, right? Isn't that where it is?
It's in the crevice.
Yeah. It's in the cleavage of the Smoky Mountains. Yeah. Well, is there any diving in that area, Jerry? I mean, you're close enough. I mean, I've never heard of it. I mean, they got all those rivers and things, and I know they got whitewater rafting and stuff like that in the area. Do they got any diving going on over there that you're aware of, or what?
Oh yeah, you've got Douglas Lake, Cherokee Lake. Both of those are pretty good dive spots.
Yeah.
I've done actually both of those, so you know, they're real good dive spots. River wise, there's not much diving here around that I know local that's river diving, but lake diving, we've got two lakes here close to the Smoky Mountains that does that.
Got it. Now, I know you got the family with you, and I was just talking about the movie The Shallows. Not one you should go to. It'll be a waste of time. But what about Finding Dory? Have you seen it? Did you take the family to it yet or no?
No, not yet.
I tell you what, I give it two big fins up. Very well done. Hats off to Disney. I got to give them credit. I mean, the story's good. It just moves right along. There's a little bit of an environmental message in there, but it's not like hit you over the head with it kind of thing. And I thought they did a really good job with it. I think, you know, especially for kids. I remember when the first one, Finding Nemo, came out, how Jean-Michel Cousteau was just, he was so excited before that movie came out because he saw an advanced screening before anyone else did. And he thought it would just change the way kids looked at scuba diving or the, you know, the marine environment. And I think it had a pretty good effect back in the day, and it'll be interesting to see how Finding Dory does in that regard. But good stuff. I think.
Finding Nemo did teach me that turtles are laid back surfer dudes.
Well, that's just common sense. Everyone knows that. They knew that before the movie.
I didn't.
Well,
open my eyes.
Yeah. You need to crawl out from under your rock or your shell and see the world, my young friend.
The world is a bright place.
It is. It is a frightening place, and you got to do things to make it better. Go to Dollywood, and you'll learn much more.
Let's ride some roller coasters.
Yes, there you go. All right. Enjoy yourself there, Jerry. We'll talk to you again next time. And
look, have fun.
Absolutely. Always. Hour two is on deck. We're going to tell you a little bit about how you can drink for a good cause. There's two wins right there. And that's coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.